It's time for us to talk a little sports. What do you think?
Okay.
Gosh, is there anything happening this weekend? I mean,
there's some hoops. There's some hockey.
Is there any ping pong? Or as they say in Chinese.
Well, there will be because Arnold Schwarzenegger is in that Bud Light commercial where he's playing ping pong.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, the Super Bowl is the big news this week.
Super Bowl. Yeah. That's right. Here are some random facts about Super Bowl XLVIII.
Mm-hmm.
No member of the Seahawks has ever appeared in the Super Bowl. This is the first time since the 1990 Buffalo Bills that a team had no prior experience.
Interesting.
The Bills lost the Super Bowl that year, and they also lost the year after that.
And the year after that.
And the year after that. Yep. And, of course, the year after that.
Four in a row. The team that was almost great.
Yeah. Like, missed it by that much.
Although, you have to say, getting to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row is quite an accomplishment,
well, that's
too.
That's true. That's
one
true.
Of the classic X-Files episodes. They are asking the cigarette-smoking man, who, of course, controls and manipulates everything, ask Buffalo Bills, that's never going to happen.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
Peyton Manning apparently is the only player on either team to win a Super Bowl ring. Only three others have even appeared in the big game. Broncos wide receiver Wes Welker, tight end Jacob Tammy?
Tammy. Mm-hmm.
And cornerback Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. There you go.
Peyton Manning is also the first quarterback to have a chance to win a Super Bowl with two different teams.
That's why I'm pulling for the Broncos, much like OJ. Love me, old white Bronco.
I still don't think that I don't think that Russell Wilson is the kind of guy that gets rattled.
Yeah.
I think he's one cool customer. I think he's going to make a good account for himself.
The only thing that will rattle him is the halftime show when Flea comes out in his diaper for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Broncos running back Noshon Marino.
Mm-hmm.
All right. His first name is a combination of his father's nickname, Knowledge, and his mother's name, Verishon.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is a diehard fan of the Grateful Dead. So how come you're not rooting
for
the...
Dude. Plus, he lives in Seattle, man.
How appropriate.
Is he even... Jerry Garcia were still alive, that's a phone that would ring for an upcoming Super
you
Bowl
betcha.
Halftime show.
You betcha. Well, maybe the other living... Are there any other living members?
No. They could never have the Grateful Dead. The Grateful Dead's still touring, and next year is their 50th anniversary, but they would never put the Grateful Dead on
at halftime. Do they even know they're still touring?
The
promoter is like, guys, going out there and just jam for a while. Okay, man, right.
By the time pot is legalized in California for recreational use, the Grateful Dead will be the Super Bowl halftime. The next time the Super Bowl comes around to L.A. or whatever.
There won't even be a show. It'll just be this thick blue haze all over the field. Ladies and gentlemen, the Grateful Dead. What?
The halftime show will take 2 hours.
Yeah.
Nobody will even know. The Nacho guys this year are just going to go, they're going to make a fortune. The Broncos have more than 466,000 Twitter followers, while the Seahawks have over 428,000. Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman leads players with the most followers at 735,000, which most of which he probably got over the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's most of those facts come to us from Forbes magazine and the New York Post. Okay,
the last time there was a great article in Sports Illustrated last week. The last time that an outdoor Super Bowl was played in New York City, or a championship game was played in New York City, 1962.
Wow.
The Packers and the New York Giants. And
how'd that turn out?
The Packers won it, the first of Vince Lombardi's many championships.
Mm.
But it was much different. Not very high tech.
Sure.
The players stayed warm on the sidelines by starting fires in trash cans.
And drinking.
can you imagine that today? Can you imagine them starting fires in trash cans on the sidelines so they could warm themselves?
Do you want to quit singing doo-wop? We got first and 10 here. Let's go.
The weather's not going to be a big deal.
It doesn't sound like it. Yeah, it's going to be good.
I don't think
it's
gonna
be fine.
There was somebody said to me yesterday that there were reports that some of the officials were quitting. Not the officials, that security guards in the stadium were quitting because of the weather. And I'm thinking, no, that's not true. The weather's not that bad. Comparatively speaking, what they've just gone through in the East Coast, 30s is what they're looking at?
Actually, they're saying 40s.
Oh, come on. They're going to need sunscreen then. Good God. Well, are they going to have snow? Well, in the 40s, that's a little too warm for snow.
It's going to be a partly cloudy day and whatever.
Please.
It's still a bad idea. Super Bowl should be in a warm weather city, a party city. It should be New Orleans or Miami or somewhere like that.
The Twin Cities are planning on putting in a bid for a Super Bowl for their new football stadium when it's built. Can you imagine a Super Bowl in the Twin Cities in the end of January, early February?
Well, the Metrodome has hosted a Super Bowl before.
Yeah, but no.
Yes, they did.
Metrodome? No. Superdome did. No. I mean, the one in Detroit did.
No.
The Metrodome had a Super Bowl?
The Minneapolis Super Bowl. It was the Cowboys-Bills game. It was Troy Aikman's Super Bowl. Ask him. He'll tell you about it.
Okay. All right.
I guess I'd
forgotten that.
Here's a couple other facts for you. The New York cops yesterday busted a high-end prostitution ring, which was hoping to capitalize on all the relatively wealthy people coming to the New Jersey area for the Super Bowl. In all, 18 people were arrested. Now, this is guts, okay?
Uh-huh.
Prostitution, illegal. Pimping, illegal. Yet, you know how they were advertising their business?
Billboards?
Public access television.
Well, they figured the cops wouldn't pay attention to that.
I mean, well, nobody pays attention to public access TV. And if you weren't aware, New Yorkers apparently not real fond of sportscaster Joe Buck. There is a funnyordie.com skit showing him trying to shoot a Super Bowl promo in the city. Keeps getting interrupted by New Yorkers saying they hate him.
I don't get why Joe Buck is so hated. He is a different style of sportscaster. That's true. His dad is one of the all-time greats.
Maybe that's what the comparison is. He always has to try to live up to Buck's legacy.
That's a horrible position to be in.
I agree. You know,
your dad's disappointed with you, isn't he?
The hatred by Packer fans to Buck and Aikman just sometimes is a little over the top.
Well, I think much of that's directed at Troy Aikman, because Troy Aikman apparently doesn't like the Packers and definitely didn't like Brett Favre breaking some of his records.
Oh, well, you know, get over it, little girl.
We should make a quick note of Bob Uecker's announcement from yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Bob Uecker is 80. He says that his age is widely misreported. He turned 80.
Yeah.
And he says he's cutting back on some of his Brewers travel next year, so he won't be going with the team on all road trips. And talk about guys that you don't want to replace. It's going to be impossible to be Bob Uecker's replacement on the radio.
Yeah, that's going
to
be a – you know who they're going to get. Ryan Seacrest.
Well, he does everything else.
because Bob Uecker is as much comedian – I mean, there's much funny storyteller as he is baseball announcer.
He's superb.
Jay Leno would be a better replacement for the gig than someone else that you would find who has a baseball or a sports background.
I hear Jay is going to have some free time pretty soon. WSAU, that's sports. We'll be right back.
XLBII, it's Super Bowl time. Gonna go beast mode on these nachos. While I watch the Seahawks and the Broncos, one city will earn the honor to host a raucous, drunken crowd that will turn violent and attempt to torch downtown. Flip cars upside down. XLBII, riot cops standing by. I hope nobody dies. It's Super Bowl time.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.